when you would engage in the sports activities, excuse me, would this be mixed boys and girls, for instance, when you played baseball?
No, no, you didn't have very much that was mixed in those days. It was usually, it was in the playing at home, yes, oh yes, it was all the ones in the neighborhood, the bigger boys as well as the smaller ones, and girls and boys both. And you didn't have arguments about who's going to play.
And there was no question or disparagement of girls who wanted to play baseball?
Oh, no. You were just accepted for what you were. You were a girl. Maybe you weren't quite as good as some of the boys, but you were accepted. There was no argument about it. For that matter, people didn't think much about girls, boys, or this or that.
But even for playing baseball, you would wear a skirt, a dress?
Oh, yes, that's what we wore.
In those days, sometimes for physical activity, the young girls would wear bloomers, but you did not.
Not then, no. That was what we wore in gym in school. We had bloomers for a gym suit. But no, not then. We just wore dresses. They got pretty dirty.
Did you, and it sounds like as you got into high school, you remained very active in sports.
Oh, yes. Even after I was married, I married right after high school. I was 18 when I got married. And we liked to go out and hike and do things like that, walk, long walks, and ride a bicycle if there's one around to ride.
But tell me, as you were, you said that your thought was to be involved somehow in art as you were growing up. As you were getting ready to graduate from high school, what were your plans for the future? Did you have any?
I got married.
So you had planned while you were still in high school?
Well, my last year, yes, I was going with this fella. He was older than I was, and I got married shortly after I was out of high school.
When did you start dating?
Oh, about 14, probably, a certain amount. Not real serious, but I had one special friend, and we would usually go as couples, and had another friend, but she couldn't go unless some of us went with her. So we went as groups when as young as 14, yes.
And what sorts of things would you do on a date?
Oh, the theater, most of the time. You know, movies at that time was very popular. And we went to dances. My mother was always active in the Eastern Star. And the Masons put on dances once a month, and we went there all the time. So we kept very active on things. We didn't always go there on a date. We went, and then we danced, and then we'd come home with my girlfriend's mother. So we just had a good time.
Now, did you start seeing any young men on a one-to-one basis, or were you always going in groups of people?
Well, I think probably one-to-one. I was more, maybe 16, 17, around that, more before I was going one-to-one. And then 18. I got married when I was 18.
Now, how did you meet your husband?
Well, he was a fireman here in Bell. See, we lived here in Bell at the time. And he was a fireman and a very close friend of this, the father of the girl that I was a close friend with. We are still very close friends. So I met him over there at their house.
And how much older was he than you?
He was 9 years older than I am. And at that time, you see, Bell was a little smaller, and we knew more people, and everyone around knew that I was going with him. So it was more of a, things were different then. One thing, very much safer. You never thought to lock your house up, go off maybe a week and leave it wide open.
Did Was there any objection in your family to your marrying that young?
No, mm-hmm. no. No, that's what I wanted to do. I don't think Mama was real happy about it, but she never made a fuss about it.
And how old were your sisters when they married?
Well, my one sister right next to me was even younger than I was. She ran off and got married. She was a very popular type of a girl. She danced more and she did more things on that order. And it was sort of, well, this fellow that she went with was one all the other girls wanted, you know. So she got him and she ran off and got married, which was a bad deal.
Now, how about his being older, 9 years older than you? Was that of any concern to your family?
No, because really I was a rather quiet type of a person. And we seemed, and he was, he wasn't old acting. He never was.
Mm-hmm.
And so we seemed to get along real well. For that matter, we were married for 40 years before he died. Mm-hmm. So.
So you married then in about 1930?
30.
Is that right?
Yes.
Now this was just coming into the Depression.
Yes.
What was your early married life like?
Well, the Depression wasn't pleasant, and it probably made a difference in how you live. Maybe, always, I don't know. I think made you a little afraid of taking chances on things, like going into debt on different property or anything, because you have the feeling that something might happen and you wouldn't be able to hold it.
Mm-hmm.
But we had this house. My father built this house before we were married.
This house?
Yes, this house. And as I say, my husband was a fireman. So he was making $165 a month. Big wages. But on that, we could save quite a bit. We were saving to pay for the house. And so he lost his job, which was a political job in a small town in those days. When the city council changed, then they put out the firemen and they put out the policemen and they hired somebody else that they knew better. And so that's what happened. And of course, losing a job in the middle of the Depression was not good. There was no work, nothing. And applied to women. Women couldn't get a job at all because they felt that what there was, then the men should have. And it would have to be a very special type of thing for women to find.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a hard time for
everyone.
How long
was he out of work then?
For 3 years.
Oh my goodness. How did you manage?
With difficulty. I could make $5 stretch farther than most people. I did most of my, I could sew, and by cooking. My father-in-law lived next door, and he had chickens and things like that, and they would...
The acre that the family had was just next door here?
No, my husband bought this lot before we were married.
Oh, I see.
And it was my father-in-law that lived next door.
Oh.
He, I didn't know my mother-in-law. She died a year before I married Eddie. And but he had like fruit trees in the backyard, and he raised chickens and rabbits and things like that. And so he would take and cut up chicken, put them in my icebox. He didn't think I could do it. So he'd fix it for me and get it all ready for me to cook. And then... that would last a while. Very often we had another friend that lost, he had been with the fire department. He lost his job too, so we'd invite them over if we had chicken. Then they'd get a little bit of money and they'd invite us to go to the show. There was a theater in Huntington Park. You could go for 10 cents. So that was our recreation, was to go to the theater. And as I say, it's not something you forget easily.
But you had no income coming in, actually.
No, no income.
Now, how did you make the payments on the house?
From the money we had saved.
I see. So you basically, for those 3 years, lived on savings?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It, as I say, it was very difficult. We were just about ready that we thought we would have to, but, well, we told them that we would let the house go. And the loan company didn't want it either, to tell the truth. And so then we, that was when they put in the home loan through the government. And when they put in that home loan, at first the company, the loan company that we had the loan with wouldn't let us get it. See, they had to agree.
Mm-hmm.
But we were paying all the time. And then when we quit paying and said, well, then you'll just have to take it, mm-hmm. then they let us get the home loan on it.
Mm-hmm.
So getting that, we were able then to squeak by a little more by paying then just a very small mm-hmm. amount.
And now, when you married in 1930, it was before things were getting too bad, what was your what were your plans in terms of a family? Had you talked about that at all?
Well, we were just going to get married and have a family.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, my daughter was born in 31.
Mm-hmm.
So that was before my husband lost his job.
Mm.
So it, no, I didn't plan on working. He didn't want me to. But mm-hmm. now that would be considered terrible, you know. He wouldn't want you to. But this was the usual thing then. We were renting a house and working. I mean, taking care of a house isn't the easiest thing in the world either.
Now, when was it that he lost his job? In 33, did you say?
What was that?
When was it that he lost his job?
Well, let's see. We were married in 30. I think it was about 32 he lost his
job. Oh, so your daughter was only about a year old?
Oh, yes. She was a baby.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that when you were 19, you developed arthritis.
I started having that when I was very ill when I was 16. And I lost a half a year of school then because I was so sick. And the doctors feel that the arthritis was started after that. So I've had it most of the time.
And how did it affect you? You were very young then when that
yes.
began. How did that affect your life?
Well, they were, I've had my share of pain, but you learn to live with that, too.
Mm-hmm. So. What did it mean in terms of the kind of physical activities that you've been so interested
well,
in?
Well, I couldn't do a lot, very much of that. There's, although it was a funny thing, if we would go to the mountains, I could always hike.
Mm-hmm.
It was something about walking on that kind of a terrain that I mm-hmm. could do. It was harder for me to walk in the sea mountain town.
Mm.
But when we get up the mountains, then I could walk more.
Mm.
So I always kept active. For one thing, I had a small child, and there was no one else to take care of her. I couldn't get my mother down to do it. She had her problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had to be done. She couldn't take care of herself. So I did it.
Now, who were your friends as you were a young married couple?
Well, as I say, we've been active in the Eastern Star and the Masons.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was a Mason at the time I married him. And then I joined the Eastern Star right after I married him. And our friends were mostly through that circle.
Mm-hmm.
For that matter, I have many of the same friends. All these years. I got my 50-year pin last year. So, and this one that I said was a very close friend, she moved out here from the East when she was 10 years old, and we've been like sisters ever since.
So you went through school with her and
yes,
all of that?
Yes, uh-huh. all through school.
Uh-huh.
And I got married first, and then she was married a couple years later, and we've all been very close. So, and as I say, we still are.
Did you have friends, women friends, that you would spend time with, or was your social life mainly as couples that spent time with each other?
Well, mostly when my husband was living, it was with groups, more or less. Most of the things we did were through the Star, through the Masons. And it would be with groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
We had, We used to play cards quite a bit, and with neighbors like that.
Oh.
They would come running over. That was before television.
Uh-huh.
And the people that lived on this side of me, she'd open her window and she said, "What about a game of cards?" And they'd come over, maybe stay for a couple hours, and then go back home again.
Now, this would be in the evening or during the daytime?
During the evening.
Uh-huh. How about during the daytime? Would you ever play cards with another group, with a group of women?
No, mm-hmm. No. I've never been one to care too much for that.
Were there other activities during the daytime that you would do with your neighbors or with some of the other women friends?
Just to visit. And there was, for a while, there were some of us that got together to do handwork of different types.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I'd work around the yard and do the other things that I had to do, and I was slow in doing things. That was one thing that I had trouble in mm-hmm. doing some of the things. I could keep up with what I had to do, but mm-hmm. I didn't have time really to do a great deal.
So your husband was able to find another job in about 1934 or so?
I forget just exactly when he got a job with the laundry over in Huntington Park,
mm-hmm.
and he was paid $15 a week.
Quite a difference.
Yeah, it was still difficult, but it was money.
Mm-hmm.
And we managed. As I say, when you have to manage, you can do it. And then he worked as, even getting on, like with the school board, that was a political type of thing. He went out and worked for some of the board members, and when they were elected, then when he applied for a job, he was able to get it. So that was why. And I think another reason why he stayed with that job, because he had opportunities to do other things and make more money, but there was always the type of thing that would end at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So he stayed where he was.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, I'm much better off now
mm-hmm.
because I have a pension that I can live on, live comfortably.
Now, when was it that he got the job with the school board then?
Tell the truth, I can't remember just what year.
But he was already working there during when the war began.
He worked there for a while. Yes, he was working there when the war began.
Mm-hmm.
He had worked for a while in the early part of the Depression. And then the money ran out that they had for the job, and he would have to go on welfare to keep that job. So he quit, because we didn't want to go on welfare. We felt we could still manage our own affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, later on, then he, as I say, he got back on, but it was through a political connection that he got back. And that was before the war.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working there during the war.
Now, as your daughter was getting older, did you become involved in activities related to the school at all?
No, I never became interested with PTA and that type of thing. I tried several times, but they never tried to make people welcome when you would come. And I was basically a little on the shy side. So, and my daughter was very capable with
mm-hmm.
herself. She could do things, so I didn't go to the school very
mm-hmm.
much.
Now, so your main, the organizational activity was primarily through the Eastern Star, it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, I kept very busy mm-hmm. through the Star.
What sort of activities would you become engaged in the Eastern Star?
Well, they have dinners, they have different with their meetings. Of course, what I did a great deal, and this gave me an outlet for my ability with art, was in decorating tables. I've done a great deal of that, and even to decorating like the hall in Southgate, and a couple times big halls where you have to really, if they had to pay for it, it would have been cost plenty of money to get somebody to do that. But that gave me an outlet for experimenting with different things. And I've done, I think, more than the average person in the way of artwork, because I was doing it, you know, if I wanted to do something, I'd go get a book and hunt it up and work it out, mm-hmm. and really enjoyed doing that.
Were there other ways in which you had outlets for your interest in art?
Well, I did some painting, you see, money was always a tight thing, especially when I'm really young enough that I should have been spending more time with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I never spent that money on myself to take the lessons that I should have taken to be good at, say, painting and all.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a certain amount by yourself, but you need to be criticized and need to find the right way to do it. So I had books and I read a lot, but I never studied it as much as I should have.
You mentioned before handicrafts. Before the war, did you do much in the way of handwork?
Oh, yes. I liked to embroider and crochet, and as I say, I sewed, and
mm-hmm.
I made all of our clothes, and not my husband's, but Laverne's and mine,
mm-hmm.
and that type of thing, you know.
Now, when Pearl Harbor was attacked, your daughter was about 10 then.
Yes.
Had you wanted other children?
Well, my health was so mm-hmm. that it wasn't really too good to have children
mm-hmm.
then. So whether I could have or not, I'm not too sure. Mm-hmm. We were careful,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not too sure on that, but the fact that my husband wasn't working when she was little and all, we just felt that it wasn't the best.
Mm-hmm.
So
in those days, it was not as easy to get information on birth control. How were you able to get information about that?
Well, there's one. I can't see why it isn't used a little more as a condom.
Mm-hmm.
And that is certainly one of the safest ways. It doesn't hurt either one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because a man maybe would be too selfish to want to use it, is mm-hmm. what I feel. I can't see a woman using all this dope when a man could very simply use something that would work.
Mm-hmm.
And so my husband was very considerate.
Mm.
In every way, he was very considerate of me. So that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm. How would the three of you spend time with each other before you started working? What sorts of things would you do? He seemed to have a little bit better work schedule once he started working there compared to when he was...
Yeah. Well, we did almost everything together. If we were going to a show, we went to a show together. If we were going down to the beach, we went to the beach a good deal. And went swimming, and we did that almost every weekend that we could. And as I say, if we had time to go to the mountains, we went to the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And always together. We're still very close, my daughter and I.
So it would be the three of you, or would you also have other friends join you?
Very seldom. Once in a while, there'd be a girlfriend she would like to take with us, but very seldom.
Mm.
It was mostly... just the three of
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me start a new tag for the war years now. Is there anything you would like to add for this period before the war that perhaps I didn't ask you about?
No.